You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time for us now to catch up with Visionary to hear about their work in the sight loss sector. And today we're joined by Fiona Sanford from Visionary and Kathy Lowe from the Thomas Pocklington Trust, one of their partner organisations. Hi Fiona, so what's the latest at Visionary? What have you been up to the last few months?
So I suppose we're calmed down now after the conference, Amelia, and we're gearing up for the winter months. Once the colder weather hits, that really impacts on the people who live with visual impairment that all our member organisations support. So we're joining with our other partner organisations in trying to highlight the issues associated with the cost of living and how much more expensive it is for people with any type of disability to basically survive. It's also kind of becoming increasingly difficult for our member organisations to generate the income they need in order to survive and provide the lifeline services that they do. We're speaking to people about that. We have our meeting of our Visionary Scottish members and partners in the offices of Sight Scotland, where all the organisations that are active delivering services in Scotland come together for lunch, very kindly provided by Sight Scotland, and the opportunity to share good practice and have a conversation just about what's current for them. This morning, you've already mentioned, we're joined by one of our key partner organisations, the Thomas Pocklington Trust. TPT are our key grant funders, and Visionary couldn't do what we do without the support of TPT. So I'm immensely grateful to TPT in general, but Kathy in particular, because Kathy is a real advocate of the importance of local organisations.
Kathy, please tell us what you've been doing at Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Yeah, so Fiona mentioned, I guess that your listeners know quite a lot about Thomas Pocklington Trust. Obviously, we're a charity that's been going for about 60 years. But we haven't changed our strategy. We've kind of re-articulated our strategy because how we were talking about our work, it wasn't really kind of demonstrating the full range of things that we were doing, really. And so our new strategy, called Key Life Chances, and it's based on the premise that blind and partially sighted people should have the same life opportunities as everybody else. And so for us, that means a good standard of education with good choices at transition to and between secondary school, further and higher education, positive employment opportunities, and that includes development and progression in careers, because that's also really, really important. Third thing is people being fit and healthy. And the fourth is blind and partially sighted people being fully included in the fabric of society. So this strategy kind of really informs our work. It's based very much on lived experience as an organisation. We have around 70 members of staff, of whom 50% have lived experience of sight loss. So that's kind of really our core and our DNA. As an organisation, we run services. And so we have our student support service, our employability service, and then we also have our internship programme. We campaign, and we do that through our sight loss councils, of which we have 20 now across England. And these are local organisations who campaign. So local organisations led by and volunteered by blind and partially sighted people. They kind of campaign on a number of issues, which are either local, regional or national. As I say, we have 20 sight loss councils at the moment. We are about to, next year, launch our first one in Scotland, which is in partnership with Sight Scotland and Visibility. So we're very, very excited about that, because that's a new way of us delivering sight loss councils. And then we also have a new one being launched in London. We've got 200 volunteers who are blind and partially sighted. So if anybody out there would be interested in becoming involved in a sight loss council, you can visit the Sight Loss Council's website, which is www.slcs.org.uk. So all the information you'll need, all the kind of the work that's been undertaken there and how you can get in touch is all on that website. But then we also focus on national campaigns. So we have a public affairs and campaigns team, which works across the organisation and actually indeed across the sector, because sector collaboration is really, really important for us at Thomas Pocklington Trust. And the national campaigns are currently health, accessible home testing. So we've done a lot of work with the Department of Health around making home testing kits accessible for blind and partially sighted people. If you can't test at home, that's potentially life threatening. If you can't test at home, you can't see those kind of signs. And then the accessible information standard, which we kind of perennially campaign upon, and we are, you know, hopeful that that will eventually start to come to fruition. And as I say, we work across the sector with RNIB and various other partners on all of that. Second campaigning priority is about the built environment, blind and partially sighted people being able to get out and about. So looking at street clutter, looking at a street charter, again, working across the sector with that. Third priority is transport. Along with lots of other organisations, we've been campaigning against the ticket closures on the rail network. Obviously, it's so important for blind and partially sighted people.
And what does your internship programme involve?
So the Get Set Progress programme, it's jointly funded by TPT and RNIB through the People's Postcode Lottery. We kind of scaled up last year, so the class of 23, we actually had 23 interns who worked in various jobs across the sight loss sector, so working really, really closely with lots of local societies. And ranges of jobs, including in marketing, in comms, in admin, in tech, all kinds of jobs that you can imagine. And the success rate, I think so far, 18 of the 23 interns have gone on to either full-time paid employment or back into education. So we think that's a real success. And we're rolling out the programme again this year. So we've kind of tried to work with corporates this year a little bit more and with organisations outside of the sight loss sector, because not everybody wants to work in the sight loss sector who's blind and partially sighted. So we have 11 internship roles currently available. So I think you can kind of go onto our website, which is www.hocklington-trust.org.uk. There will be another round of interns in the new year, and again we're working, always looking for partners who might want to partner with us to provide the intern role, and we're trying to broaden it as much as we can outside of the sector. So if any of your listeners think that they may be able to take on an intern in the organisation they work for or have a connection with, then please do get in touch with us, because we'd love to have a conversation about that. And then finally, we're also taking on two apprenticeships, an apprenticeship in comms and apprenticeship in data and systems. So that's a new thing for us. We haven't tried apprenticeship route before. So that'll be funded through the apprenticeship levy. So we're testing that out to see how that works. And that's something that then we'll be sharing with the sector. So again, look at our website and social media for details if anybody's interested in applying for those positions.
And Fiona, where can people learn more about Visionary and the work that you're doing with partner organisations like the Thomas Pocklington Trust and more?
So if anyone wants to find out a bit more about Visionary, if you just Google visionary.org.uk, you'll find us. And just to reinforce what Cathy has said about the importance of ensuring that people who have lived experience of sight loss have the same opportunities and life chances as people who have sight, I think making lived experience matter and ensuring that the employing of people with lived experience of sight loss within our sector is perceived as an asset rather than something to be got over is so important. And Cathy has already articulated what a business benefits from employing people with sight loss is by far outweighs any problems that people may perceive that they have. People have a perception that there might be difficulties, but that's not necessarily the case. So I think we have a joint responsibility across our own sector to challenge these assumptions and to really drive forward a culture change. And I think Thomas Pocklington Trust are really leading the way with that work, and Visionary and our members totally support that movement.
Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sanford from Visionary and Cathy Lowe from the Thomas Pocklington Trust, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you soon.